Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Clementine, and I'm 9 years old. I like PE class, playing with my sister, and baking. When I grew up, I want to become a baker. I really want to know more about becoming a baker. So my friends at ICANN Radio have arranged for me to talk to award-winning baker Cheryl Wakerhauser. I want to ask her about becoming a baker. So let's get into the interview. Welcome to I Can Become. It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Clementine. I'm so happy to be here. I'm happy that you are interested in baking.
When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
When I was a kid, I thought about being a kid. And it wasn't until in high school I decided I wanted to be an astronaut. And then I went to a college and it was really, really cold. So I said, can you send me someplace warm to study? And they sent me to the Philippines. And when I was over there traveling, I discovered food and I fell in love with food. And when I came back from traveling, I changed my studies to become food science and then into baking. So I didn't decide I wanted to be a baker until like when I was maybe 22. So you have time to think about what you want to be.
What's it like being a baker?
Well, it's fun and it's hard work at the same time. I like to describe it as like two things. Like it's part like science and it's part like artistry. Because when you're baking, it's not like when you're cooking and you throw everything in a pot and stir it up, you know, and add some salt and add some pepper. When you're baking, it's like more of a science. You have to weigh out all your ingredients and you have to get the recipe just right. But then after you build your recipe, like let's say in your mold or your cake pan, then the artistry comes in because then you can decorate it however you want. So like this cake that I brought you today, the Jane Avril, I decided to put like a raspberry mirror on the top and little pistachios and some chocolate. So, you know, you can be really creative, not only with the decoration, but also with the flavors that you want to put in your dessert. So that's the fun part. The science part's fun too, but that's more of the hard work part.
What are some skills you need to become a baker?
Creativity, one. And science doesn't hurt. Some math skills, because you have to follow recipes. Yeah, and I would say like attention to detail, because everything is very precise and detail-oriented, like where you're going to put the pistachios on your cake and how much of all the ingredients you're going to put in, and be careful how you're mixing everything so you want the cake to turn out right. So you got to like, gotta be careful what you're doing. Make sure you're watching.
What's something I should focus on at school to become a good baker?
I think you should eat a lot of desserts so that you know where you're going, right? You want to test the competition, so you should eat lots of things and take note of what they taste like. And also, again, just be creative. Practice, practice, practice. Like, you can go home and make some cake tonight if you want. Make some brownies. The more you bake, the better you're going to get.
What has been your favorite moment as a baker?
I think the favorite moment is when I see people eating my desserts and they get really happy. So when they take a bite, they're like, oh my God, this is like the best thing I've ever eaten. Taste this one. That makes me really excited because a lot of work goes into it. So you want to make people happy, right?
What's the hardest part about being a baker?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of like heavy lifting sometimes. It's very physical. So you have to be walking around the kitchen. You're always on your feet. You're doing a lot of lifting and stuff. At the end of the day, it just kind of makes you tired.
If you weren't a baker, what would you be?
I want to say astronaut, but I think that ship has sailed. Retired? I don't know. That's a good question.
What's something you wish you knew about becoming a baker when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I didn't know anything about French baking, about French pastry shops. I just knew about like Betty Crocker and brownies and cake mixes. So the stuff that I brought you here today, I had to go all the way to France to learn that. So I wish I would have known that this existed when I was your age, because I kind of prefer this style.
What's your favorite dessert to make?
I really like to make, the cake is called the Shazam. I didn't bring it today because I didn't know if you like caramel, but it's caramel mousse with chocolate cake and more caramel inside. And then we put chocolate on it. So I'm going to describe this. We spread chocolate on a cold board, and it gets really, really thin so that I can spread it out and I can pick it up like a sheet of paper. So the chocolate's like a sheet of paper, and then we wrap it around the cake. It looks really cool. And then you have to take your, you want to eat it, you have to take your spoon and just like whack it and break it open. It's really fun.
What's your favorite dessert to eat?
The same one.
How did you come up with the idea for a dessert vending machine?
Ah, so that was because of COVID, of course. That's when we started it, because the city said I had to shut my restaurant. So I couldn't have anyone come into the restaurant. So I thought, what if I bring the restaurant outside? So I got a vending machine, and I just took everything that was inside, and I put it outside. Have you been to the vending machine?
Yeah, I got a Purple Rain.
Ooh, the Purple Rain. Did you like that one?
Yeah.
I like that one, too. Actually, I said my favorite was the Shazam, but I think maybe the Purple Rain is my favorite.
How did you come up with the idea for Purple Rain?
I don't even remember. So people ask me all the time how I come up with ideas for my desserts, and they're all kind of different. Like, sometimes I come up with the name first, and I decide on a name. I'm like, oh, what would the Shazam look like? And then sometimes I'm thinking about an ingredient like pistachios. Oh, what can I do with pistachios? Should I make a mousse out of them? Should I make a cake out of them? Sometimes I just want something like visually what it's going to look like. So I think with the Purple Rain, it was probably more like, what is it going to look like? And in my vision, I saw it was like white with a little bit of purple and then little dewdrops. I don't know if you saw on your cake, you had like little raindrops on it. So little dewdrops. And then we also have, if you buy a larger one, edible gummy diamonds. So the artist Prince had a song called Diamonds and Pearls and Purple Rain. So it's kind of a tribute to Prince, I think.
What do you like to do when you're not baking?
I like to go running. I like to grow chili peppers. And I like to cook Indian food. And I also like to travel. And I'm hoping to go to India in January. First time.
Guess what I made this weekend?
Did you make cookies? Did you make a croquembouche? Did you make cream puffs? Eclairs?
I made pretzels for my sister.
A pretzel? Wow. I don't even know how to make pretzels. Was it difficult?
Not really.
Not really? Oh, okay, see? So you're natural. You're a born baker.
What is a cupcake stomp?
So I'm not a fan of cupcakes. To me, they're kind of boring compared to French pastry. So we had an event called the Fête du Macaron, so celebrating the French macaron. And with it, we had a cupcake stomp, basically saying you should eat macarons, not cupcakes. And so anyone who stomped on a cupcake, we were giving away cupcakes so you could stomp on one to show how you don't like the cupcakes. We gave you a free macaron. Yes, it was very popular and messy at the same time.
What's your best advice for me?
Practice and do a lot of tasting.
Thanks so much for talking to me and bringing in some delicious treats. That was very kind.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Bon appetit.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Clementine. Today I have learned that to practice, I get to eat a lot of cake, and it's a good idea to travel to learn about new foods. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN? Just visit icannradio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool, just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Cheryl Wakerhauser, for coming on to the show. Because of you, I now know I can become a baker.
Next week on I Can Become, Mateo learns what it takes to become a ballet dancer. Jump on over to icannradio.org to learn more.